Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crimehouse Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, I do want to put that rat on the table by ATCO Pest Control.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We got to send her something for that endorsement.
Yes, I do want to put that rat on the table by ATCO Pest Control.
She's the best thing going.
Better than the Warriors?
Well, she's better than 11-11. Man. Hey, real quick about Giannis. It's funny. What happened last night, and again, this is like the second or third time with this calf, it's kind of, it's just, a pulled nail or whatever. Right. Like, this is serious, but nobody's even, he might miss a month.
Yeah, he might. But we're not going to trade for him in the next month, so that doesn't really matter. Right. Trying to figure out if it's, how many people, we all want Giannis. But how many people are willing to go? Here's the other thing about this trade that I saw. Right. It's four picks. It's Draymond, Kuminga, and Buddy Hield. And just sight unseen, my first thought if I'm Milwaukee would be, I need a better player coming back than
those
three.
But you're doing it for
three.
The picks, though, right?
I'm doing it for the – I'm going to get the picks. Getting the picks.
I hear that.
I want somebody, I want the picks. Like, I would take the picks and a guy like Trey Murphy. Like, that's what Giannis could cost you. He could cost you the picks and a good young player,
yeah. I think.
So it doesn't sound like enough to me.
And if
now,
yeah.
Butler? I don't know that they want Butler, the Bucks.
When's his? You said he got a year and a half.
Year and a half.
Well, I'll say this. Ramona Shelbourne, she was on a certain podcast, I forget, but I'm paraphrasing it. She was saying New York and another team didn't have the necessary picks like the Warriors do. Like, the Warriors could be a player.
They have draft capital. Do they want to use it, and for whom?
I'm like a wounded animal. And you could say Wiseman was a long time ago and what Moody's become, and I like him. But, there's some meat on the bone that was left. And Kuminga, Steiner, you hold on to those picks. There's a reality that you still could blow it. Like, you still got to hit it out the park if you want to hold on to these picks. Just because you have them doesn't mean you're going to get what you're bang for your buck. And that's what they've done with the three picks we talked about.
Right, but Dunleavy didn't have – that was not Dunleavy. Mm-hmm. Like, I got to give Dunleavy a crack at drafting at the top of the draft.
Will Richard
if
looks,
the situation yeah, – right. If that's what the situation has to be. Let's go to Lamont. Get us going here. Lamont's in Oakland. Wants to talk about Giannis. Hey, Lamont.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing today?
Hey.
I feel like this is the what the Warriors have to offer is being overinflated. I'm sorry. For Giannis, it's kind of just what you just said, Steiny. Draymond, why do the Bucks want Draymond Green? Why in the world would they want Draymond Green and Kuminga? Like, I don't understand them giving up Giannis. Even trying to rebuild, like, That's not enough. And like you said, the picks are what they are, but why are they going to want first-round picks from a team that got Giannis and Steph Curry on it and Jimmy Butler? That means they're going to be picking later in the draft anyway.
Right.
So it just doesn't make sense that they would find that intriguing. If the Warriors can fleece them, that would be a fleece to me to get Giannis on that.
I agree.
The Warriors really don't have much of a cupboard to give them. Why do they think that's enticing? Why would Milwaukee think that that's enticing? Draymond, Jonathan Kuminga, and whoever else you want to throw in, it's not Curry or Butler. And for late round picks, let's be honest, they're going to be late round picks if Giannis goes to the Warriors. Right? So I don't understand how that would be intriguing at all to Milwaukee, number one. And then number two, when we're talking about the players who have not developed or who are not quite good enough, you know, as being young players, and we compare them to OKC, OKC had a period where they were not that good with Shea, where they got to play basketball and just play.
Yeah.
Like, we know that for, we watch them struggle. Kirk does not trust these rookies, those young players enough, because they're trying to still get the chip with Steph. He does not trust them enough to allow them to make mistakes enough. 25, 30 minutes a game. We see all these guys, they have to get the time. OKC, this didn't happen overnight. They were bad. Let's not forget that OKC was bad with Shea, but the younger players kept playing. Kerr does not give them enough rope because why? They're still trying to get Steph a championship, or they think they are, right?
Right.
And so the reality is, when you do that, you can't develop them. So I agree with you, Stoddy. We don't know. Kuminga, I mean, we don't know how he's expected to do things that he wasn't brought in necessarily to do. And the same thing with these other guys, because they don't have the opportunity to mess up, to learn their game, to know the NBA game, to get all the ins and outs. That is what those young Thundercats that OKC has were able to do. Right. They were not a good basketball team.
Yeah.
They were.
Yeah, good stuff, Lamont. Appreciate the call.
And I would just tell Lamont just about where they're going to pick. If New York is supposedly the leader in the clubhouse, they ain't going to be high picks either, Lamont. Do you know what I'm saying? New York is going deep, if not. That all is the same.
I mean, the reason you do the trade of your Milwaukee is because of what is going to the OKC Thunder this year. And that's the Clippers' first round pick. You're banking on the fact that the Warriors will be good for a year or two. But by the time those extra first-round picks come in, they're going to be lottery picks.
So, like, if I am the Bucks, and this is why I don't think the Warriors are a factor. Like, if I'm the Bucks, and I got it, we're thinking of moving Giannis. Okay, I'm thinking, let's look around the league. San Antonio, could we get Stephon Castle? Maybe.
Wow, put Giannis on Wimby.
And who would you want, Stephon Castle or Kuminga?
Castle.
So when I look at what the Bucks are going to want, you know, I just pick a team, Goo.
Give me Minnesota.
They would want. Okay, they're not going to get. Yeah, they're not going to get Ant.
Would they want Randall?
Maybe, but it's. What's Randall now? About 30? I would want somebody younger, but maybe, I don't know.
Well, there are other teams that could easily put together, I think, a better package involving players than the Warriors. But the question is, do the Spurs want to give up Stephon Castle?
Right.
They don't have to. I mean, OKC could get Giannis if they wanted to, but they probably don't.
Right.
I mean, you look at Atlanta. They could probably get him, but do they want to give up Reese Hoshea? I don't think so. Jalen Johnson. I mean, these are all good players. But
I mean, like, the Warriors don't have a Jalen Johnson.
No, but the point is, the Hawks and those other teams may not want to give them.
You're right. You're right. No, you're.
They don't want to part ways with their Kuminga.
But
I get
don't
it.
Insult Jalen Johnson.
I love him, man.
By calling him.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this: he was supposed to be. How about that?
He was
supposed to be our Castle, Moody.
He was also a guy who got picked after Moody.
Man.
Jalen Johnson, he was the 20th pick that year.
I know. See, and that's I don't want to get into it.
But I
don't want to get into it.
Think about what he did.
I don't want to get into it.
He's averaging 23, 10, and 5.
Thank you. I'm sorry, when was he drafted in Atlanta? What year?
2021.
Oh, Schlenk, interesting.
That's your boy?
Yeah, your boy also traded Luka.
Yeah, for Trey.
Yeah, who's going to get traded?
Has he played?
No, he's hurt.
I understand.
But
Goes, where's the little dude from Atlanta? I'm like, Trae Young. I don't know when last time I seen him.
Let's go to City Boy.
Our man.
Hey, City, what's up, man?
Hey, what up, fellas? You know, this is a fun convo, but I mean, it, you know, to Lamont's point or whatever, I mean, it's very unlikely that the Warriors could pull off the Giannis trade. But, you know, if we're going to talk about it, I mean, who wouldn't want him? I mean, let's get him. And you know, the money has to match up, too. So, like, Castle makes what? Like, I don't know, $4 million, $8 million, something like that. So, you know, I mean, even New York, right? Who's New York going to give up? They're going to give up Cat? Why would they want Cat? You know, I mean, maybe they could flip Cat to somebody else. But, you know, it's like the Warriors package isn't amazing. He'd have to want to come here. He'd have to say, yeah, I want to be there. Trade me there. And I'd give up everything. I mean, let's just say this, right? Like, once Steph retires, what's pie in the sky for this team, even with draft picks, et cetera? Like 500, maybe a little over. I mean, Lacob could go out in the free agent market and try and go get a big boy or whatever. I mean, really, I think what if I'm right about Lacob, he'd rather be like the Lakers and forget the draft picks and you go all in all the time, you know? And I mean, it's worked for them. Look at the Lakers record right now. I mean, I still can't believe they got Luka. I mean, whether it was a setup and a fix or not, I mean, the fact that they got Luka broken down AD is just crazy. So if you can, you know, I mean, if you can go get Giannis, you go get Giannis. And as far as beating OKC goes, I really don't care. Like, give me the best player possible, give me the best team possible, and try and win while Steph Curry still is a top 10 player, because the guy is. And I'll tell you what, in 2022, we didn't think they could beat a lot of people. We didn't think they could beat Boston. I mean, I did, actually. But most people, the preponderance of people, thought we were going to lose, and we just didn't. You know, because Steph is that great. And by the way, as far as Steph not being consistent, Matt, I mean, think about 2, 3, 4 years ago when he started slow and he would have 3 good games and then he would have 2 bad games. We've seen this movie before. It's all about health in the playoffs. I mean, last year, Steph got hurt. Jimmy got hurt. I mean, that could happen again, but that could happen to Shea this year. That, you know, young players get hurt all the time, too. Wemby has missed what? Wemby's out this year.
Halliburton in the finals.
So youth doesn't mean anything when it comes to health anymore. These guys are getting hurt. They're dropping like flies. So at the end of the day, give me Giannis, give me Steph Curry, and let me roll the dice. And they got to trade Jimmy. If they're going to go get Giannis, you got to get Jimmy in there. Draymond, as much as he drives me insane, he understands playing with Steph. He plays great defense. I think you got to keep Draymond. You got to move Jimmy and move every pick from now until 2040. I really don't care. So,
I appreciate City Boy.
Yeah, he's all in.
I wonder how many people who are willing to just give up, you know, a lot for a player like Giannis. I wonder, seriously, how many of them are younger than 35?
I wish we could find out.
Because I have a feeling this could break a little bit along demographic lines.
Do you have a problem if I look at Giannis as our future, too? Like, that's why I'm so excited, and I know it's a long shot, but if you could get him, not only do we get the experience of him and Steph right now and we're a player, he's our future.
Well, I would never get him unless
you knew,
unless he was going to be here.
You said that earlier, but I just assumed that was already done, you know?
Well, and God, City Boy said something that I've always thought about in terms of what Lacob is going, like, what is Lacob, and I get it, he's owned the team for 15 years, but when you've had, the minute Steph's gone, everything changes. Then what will their strategy be? And I'm kind of with City Boy in that, okay, what's the worst case scenario? Let's say the worst case scenario is you get Giannis, you give up 4 firsts, unprotected, and Giannis walks. Now Giannis walks in 2 years, so the Warriors are no good, and they don't have any future first.
See, I don't, okay. Yeah.
But my point is like, the Lakers do that all the time.
Yeah.
And then Joe Lacob will say, who's a free agent in 2028? Oh, it's a Wemby? Let's go get Wemby. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to get Wemby, but that's a way some teams that don't want to deal with kind of doing it the way Oklahoma City did.
Yeah. And the way now, they're talking, go ahead.
I don't know I don't want to go here, but I don't know how attractive this place will be once Steph leaves.
Well, I know this. The Bucks are trying to do, we hear this all the time when two teams are, a player and a team are about to, you know, depart. It looks like they're working together, and Giannis has the power to veto wherever he's going. So I believe if he said, I'll go to Golden State, it's for the long run. I mean, I'm not acting like I know him. He's got a family. He's got young kids. Like, if he makes a move, it ain't to make another move and then have one jersey, be one jersey guy. Looks like it's going to be two. I get it. But then another one, like, I think he would like, this will be his home for the force of the next 7 years, man. That's just what I get from him. So if he were to be delivered here and arrive in the yay, it would be for the long haul.
I mean, when's he contract? When can he get his extension?
After next season.
Offhand, you know that. Okay, so like you would,
but just like Jimmy,
right? Yeah. But no, they could. No, they got Miami to give Jimmy that extra year,
right?
And that's why he came to the Warriors, because he had 2 years.
Remember, he didn't want to come.
If Milwaukee goes to Giannis and goes, what about Golden State? He'll be like, okay, I'll go to Golden State. That's fine. Well, then the Warriors are going to be like, hey, you're going to re-sign here, right? Like, they can't re-sign him right now.
I got you.
And he'll be like, I'll be open to it. I'll be open to it a year from now, yeah.
And Steph will be here still.
But obviously, I'm going to test the market, right? Are you still willing to do it?
Well, whoever gets him is going to be in that boat.
Exactly.
If he were to move.
Exactly.
And Joe Lacob's always been ultra confident. And I think I think they got something to where they've talked about, not it has to happen, obviously, but Stoney, I think there's something to both being a fan of each other. And if they could play that in Giannis down the low and Steph outside, oh my gosh, just think about it.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk studio. Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
You like their chances tonight?
Who?
The Warriors.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They could win tonight.
Well, that's any game.
What?
But I'm just...
Getting ready. You want to see?
Like, I don't want to come in tomorrow.
You're getting ready to see a fleet of young players better than the Warriors? Young players?
It's just, man, like,
you can have Philly, Goo. I'll take the Warriors.
That's, yeah.
No, I don't. I want the Warriors to win.
You don't
want
to bet on the Warriors?
Yeah, I want the Warriors to win. No, he was going to take the Warriors.
They're underdogs. I'll take them.
Warriors getting 3.5?
Yeah. We don't know if Jimmy's playing, but.
I still like the Warriors.
This is against his ex.
I actually kind of like the Warriors.
He's got
tonight.
Like 7 exes. Yes,
exactly. Yes. And he doesn't play against any of them.
That's actually true.
That's pretty good.
He like can't be in the same room as an ex.
Why did I get mad at that meme that made its rounds with him in every uniform that he's played? And I said this is the lesser version. But it's the older. That's not fair. It's the older version of himself. So, duh. But man, Miami Jimmy. 2 final appearances. And he was the dude, solo act, driving and kicking.
Let's go to Vaccaro. Am I saying it right? Vaccaro.
Yeah, you are.
All right, Vaccaro, yeah, how you doing, man?
What's up, baby?
I'm doing well. Thanks. Hey, so, you know, there's a couple takes here. Yeah, Giannis is sweet. Everybody wants Giannis. But the bottom line is you give up everybody for Giannis. You know, you got Draymond. Draymond, who's going to set the table without Draymond? He plays well with Curry. He knows the game. He has high IQ. And
I don't believe that it's as much of how the Warriors missed on the draft picks as much as the league has responded to the blueprint that Curry, Kerr, and the Warriors have put together. Coaches are coaching different, and they've done it with length. That's where we're in trouble. They've done it with length.
Yeah.
So now you've got big guards, 6'5", 6'6". 6'8", 6'10", on teams is almost normal now, and these guys can move. You get a couple seven-footers that move like guards, it's almost impossible for the Warriors to catch up at this stage. What's the future? I don't know for sure. But the bottom line is this. You can't mortgage the future for one person. And as you guys are talking about, Giannis can do whatever the heck he wants, and now you're back down to the bottom. The other teams have gotten good. Oklahoma, through being terrible. So they got higher draft picks.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what's happening to San Antonio. This is what's happening to the Blazers. This is what's happening to Houston. These young cats are coming in. And guess what? They're not afraid of the Warriors.
Right.
So therefore, they're beating us down. We're aging. And like I said, it's not a clear cut what direction the Warriors are going to go. But the blueprint is there. Most dynasties now, I believe, going in the future will have probably a two-year window because of the second apron. I don't believe you're going to have 4 years, 3 years in a row of getting championships, or 3 and 5 years. I think those days are gone. And because when you're playing on rookie contracts, you can have a multitude of guys playing.
Right.
But everybody, once they get a ring, want to get paid.
Hey, you're making a...
Hey, Ava Carl.
Because I got a response.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
You're somebody. I can tell. You're somebody. You know what I mean?
Well, like I appreciate that.
No,
you got to explain that. It's kind of weird.
He's been around the game. Like,
you're saying he's famous?
Yeah, I think he's been. He worked for a team or as a coach or something like that.
Yeah, I've trained and coached basketball for over 20 something years. Also, I don't know if I can say this.
Oh, go ahead.
But,
no, you can't.
I'm opening up the Barrios First Shooting Academy down here in San Jose. Based on a shooting system I created. It took 6.5 years. So hope you guys hear about it later.
Hey, I got a jumper. If you need help, I can come help the kids.
Simmer, go.
Hey, Evan, I just like what you
do. Hey, McCall, good luck to you, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I appreciate you guys and your time, and you guys do a very good job. That's why I listen all the time.
I appreciate your time. I'm going to leave you with this one. You had so many good points when you talk about where the league's at. Forget what happened and whose fault it is. It made me just hurt about Kuminga because the DNA part of JK is where the league's at, and the fact that it's not further along hurts me, man. But that good call.
All right, McCall.
That's good. I appreciate it, guys. Talk to you again soon.
All right.
He wasn't an NBA player. He's got a lot going on.
But don't you get it?
It wasn't Hubie Brown's. And that's my guy, V.
He was somebody. That's a sixth sense I got.
Look at you.
I know when I'm talking to real basketball people and when I'm not.
We can't make a free throw.
Now that's a real basketball person.
Why did Evan jump in when I said I could help? Simmer down.
It just gets old.
Well, it sounds like a shooting academy for people who need help. You are offering help, but he's trying to help people with their jump shot.
Yeah, he doesn't need you coaching. He needs you paying the $300 to go there and take it up.
What if I told you I talked to the one and only, the great Mark Ibanez yesterday?
All right.
And he told me he was searching.
Okay.
He was interested in hearing more about how Chris Paul was dealt with. Not a big Chris Paul fan. But just real quick, and I asked Evan after you left at the green room, a guy that was the president of the Players Association and as accomplished as Chris Paul, do you feel bad that he got sent home? No. Do you feel like he was wronged?
Not really.
I feel like he had to be acting a fool for you not to be talking to the coach and to send you home on a road trip.
But that's sure something's going on.
Yeah. But it ain't like, oh, my God, Mother Teresa was done wrong because, you know, Chris Paul and what he's meant for the league.
My sources in L.A. say that he was really being kind of loud about the organization and Ty Lue and Lawrence Frank and was kind of being...
Well, you got to go, my brother.
Would you guys like to hear what Draymond Green said about
on
the Draymond Green Show via...
Or me for bringing
the Odyssey Podcast Network. Here's what he had to say.
If you're an NBA player, this should bother you because that shows you
what can happen to you. The point guard was released at 3 a.m. by the Clippers. What I will say is, holding management, coaches, and players accountable seems like something that needs to be done in order to win at a high level. CP is as great as we all know he is. When you're great, it's fine. And they accept the vocal leader and the holding people accountable. They accept that. But when you're on the end, all of a sudden, your experiences don't matter anymore. And you ask yourself the question, is like, does that really get in the way of your organization succeeding? Because the knowledge that one had once they got later in their stuff, we wanted to throw that out. If that can be done to Chris Paul, imagine what can be done to the rest of us. And so I think if you're an NBA player, this should bother you. Because
you take note, Draymond.
Subscribe and download wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah,
That was wonderful. But I would just double back and tell Dre, he ain't the point guard now. But I get what he was putting down. You use me and love me and tolerate me when I can give you this and that. But you can't find a place for a guy like me useful.
Hey, Draymond, that's the oldest thing in the book. Once you aren't good anymore, you lose your voice.
Wow.
It's a truism, right? And he's talking about himself, too.
He's the point godfather.
Man.
That's not bad.
I love me some Dre.
So Draymond wants to continue to get worse as a player, but continue to be more of a voice in the locker room. That doesn't work.
Don't throw us out as guys. At the end, they got all that know-how and knowledge. Find a play.
Congratulations, Draymond.
Don't throw us out with the bathwater.
All right, so Draymond finally figured out that when your skills begin to diminish, teams don't tolerate as much. Oh,
but
boy.
Paul was done here.
Welcome to the... I'm talking about Paul now. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I see Joe, Andy, Pete. We'll get to all of you guys on the other side. And I'm having a good time today, Goo. How about you? Hey, by the way, this... let me get out here, and I'm going to tell you about a special thing we're doing next week. We're going to want you to be involved because it's really cool. I'll tell you on the other side. Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity. Imagine that.
If you're an NBA player, this should bother you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.